Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown. With number 7, Future Renew. Don't regret, just reverse. Available in selected stores and online at boots.ie. 98 FM.
As always, at this time, Miel Mucker, Miel Pal Showbiz Shannon pops in with all the celebrity gossip. So if you aren't available to scroll the sites, Shannon has everything covered. Shannon, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my dear. Look at you in the hot seat today.
Oh, listen, flying solo, as Jason Derulo said. I don't know if it was Jason Derulo, was it?
I'm flying solo. I'm flying solo, solo.
Tell me, where are we kicking off today?
So it was the weekend for surprise appearances.
Yes.
We were getting whiplash left, right and centre, we were.
The girls have been busy over the weekend.
They really have. So Jay-Z joined Beyoncé on stage at her Cowboy Carter tour in Paris to perform Crazy in Love together for the first time in 7 years. Here's a clip.
Oh my goodness.
Like, stop. Chill.
It's still relatively iconic, those two and that song. Like, I think most definitely Crazy in Love, even in all its iterations that she's performed it in, it is one of those songs that you just want to walk into a room. Like, I want to walk in front of an industrial-sized fan.
Yeah.
To the kickoff of Crazy in Love.
With the hair blowing back, doing the straw in the Daisy Duke shorts.
Well, maybe I wouldn't look as good as she does in those in that
same
instance.
Same. I don't think any of us can, to be honest.
So Jay-Z wasn't the only person popping up at concerts over the course of the weekend.
No, elsewhere, Dua Lipa surprised fans in London by bringing out the one and only Charlie XCX to perform 360.
Ah, sugar one. Now, we were discussing this off air that we definitely think that Brat Summer is probably never, ever going to end. Brat Summer is going to continue. I'll be wearing green in 2032.
But that's grand for us because we're Irish. So, do you know what I mean? Annie's used to wear a bit of green.
I'm just being patriotic, hon. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just a proud Irish woman, you know. But yeah, she said that Brat Summer is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, listen, we're here for it. We're here for it. And one other person took to the stage over in Ireland, actually, this weekend.
In Ireland, Zach Bryan brought out our very own Dermot Kennedy to sing Hey Driver in Phoenix Park.
Like, again, right, we were talking about this before the show this morning. I didn't know Zach Bryan and I feel like I just fell asleep for a very long time and woke up and Zach Bryan was all of a sudden selling out Phoenix Park for 7 nights. What's going on?
You are not alone. Even I was like, sorry, what? Like, who is he? Apparently he's a country singer. And I guess if you're not into country music, then you're not going to be like aware of him or he's not on your radar.
Yeah, he's no Jay Carter or Nathan Carter, basically.
Or Morgan Wallen.
Or Morgan Wallen.
Or Beyonce.
Or Daniel O'Donnell.
Now, if he was coming, I'd be like, oh, do you know? Did you see him?
What's happening next?
So Jennifer Aniston admits that her work-life balance is non-existent. You can probably relate to this.
Same, hon.
Speaking to people, she said, I'm a bit of a workaholic, so I'm forcing myself to try and take some time to travel and not work. It's so critical. I know, but I'm not good at it.
That was me boarding the train to Belfast over the weekend. I'm turning my phone off. I turned my phone off completely. So Jennifer, I hear you. Good for you, girl.
So you turned your phone off completely for the whole trip or just for the train rides?
I turned my WhatsApps off.
Oh.
I didn't reply to anyone over the course of the weekend.
There you go.
So Jennifer, I feel you. That work-life balance, we need to have more of this.
Sometimes it's just the small things, isn't it? Just putting your phone on mute, like.
Certain apps going on mute. That's self-care in itself.
It literally is. And as far as a perfect day goes, Jennifer said, it looks like a blank schedule. There's not one thing on it. And then I can figure out the day as it comes.
Ah, well, listen, she's dead right. And we're finishing off with a trio could be possibly returning. Am I right?
Yes. Alicia Dixon has teased Mystic Reunion.
Well, next year is the 25th anniversary of Licking on Both Sides.
It makes sense. Alicia.
So we're thinking.
Thinking doesn't mean drinking.
Which is more than we've done.
Well, listen, I'm saying thinking should mean so scandalous. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. A Mystic Reunion would be top tier for 2026.
They broke up 20 years ago, so it's definitely on the cards.
Listen, if the Spice Girls aren't going to do it, I want Mystique to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Showbiz Shannon, thank you so much for joining me back tomorrow.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.
Paul Ryder on 98 FM with you for your Monday. But I have been joined in by producer Cathal, because every single Monday, Cathal joins us to talk things, social media, trends and beyond. Come here till I tell you, is producer Cathal's segment for every single Monday. Last week, we learned all about Death Becomes Her. Cathal, what are we looking at this week?
Yeah, so like you said, every Monday I'm here to explain what the hell the thing you keep hearing on your phone is and you're too embarrassed to ask about. So our listeners will remember this song from 10 years ago.
What a bop!
Oh yeah, it actually was Jess Glynn's first solo UK number one.
Uh-huh.
So she had done Rather Be with Clean Bandit and other bits like that. But the song has seen a resurgence on social media and on TikTok because of this advertisement.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
So, for anybody who's on their phone...
Free child place holidays available.
She's still going.
She's still going.
I'm booking on that holiday. So for anybody who checks their phone and this song pops up and you hear this lady have the chats, what is going on with this?
So, initially you hear... the hold my hand hook, and then it just goes, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And everyone is kind of using it sporadically at the moment, just when people mention holidays, because it's one of those things. But people are starting to use it because they're putting it over clips of their holidays that are like ending in disaster. So you open your door to your Airbnb and there's rats or there's cockroaches or there's, I don't know, people fighting at a pool. And this is where it's going viral on TikTok and Instagram and the rest. So people are using this sound. So if you pop open your phone, you are definitely going to get this sound.
I was up in Belfast on the weekend and Jet 2 have their very own stores. And across the one in Castlecourt Shopping Centre, there was a barrier across the front because I was looking going, I wonder why there's a barrier. I guarantee you it's because people just keep popping in and saying,
nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And my favourite line is like, it's like you can save, that's €50 per person. That's a saving of £200. It's like...
But the whole point of it is that what's really happening behind the video is absolute carnage.
Yeah, so people are using this sound on social media and it's absolute carnage because like nothing beats this holiday, but it actually is chaos and disaster and the whole lot. The voice behind Jet 2's famous Nothing Beats a Jet 2 holiday ad, Zoe Lister, joked that like people are absolutely sick of her and like she was on a flight and they got her up to do it.
No!
Yeah, like just iconic behaviour from everyone involved. But she's like, despite like hearing herself everywhere all the time, she is still Jet 2's voiceover and will still go back and record new ones and she loves it. She loves being this queen.
Tenor bets Jet 2 sign her in for about 10 years of a contract to be the voice for the rest of their days of Jet 2.
Oh yeah,
holidays.
Well like producer Russell was telling me earlier that he was in M&S yesterday and he heard Hold My Hand over the speakers and all he could think of was nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So yeah, if you are hearing that or you are on holidays, jump on that trend if it does go a little bit sideways.
And Cathal, come here till I tell you what is our word of the week for this week. Every single week Cathal is giving us a word that we need to use. Last week it was Delulu.
Yes.
I did try and put it into my vocabulary.
Into your links?
into my links.
I'm going a bit Delulu here.
Here on 90FM.
So this week, the word of the week is actually the word of the year for last year.
Okay.
And it is Riz.
Riz?
Yeah. So the ability to kind of charm someone, a potential love interest. You've got a lot of Riz. If someone has a lot of Riz, they've got chat. They're able to talk to you. They're kind of, they've got go about them, say on, I don't know, in person. On Instagram, Tinder, whatever.
I was just going to say if it's anything to do with the screen time you're spending on Tinder, your Riz should be through the roof. Cathal, thank you so much.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.